Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up? Welcome. My name is Chris Guillebeau. So glad you're tuning in. Let me give you some real talk here right at the top of the episode. I sometimes worry that I'm steering everyone towards doing the easy thing or refraining from taking on a big challenge or something to that effect. And if I ever do that, it's just because I want you to know that creating a new source of income is accessible. It is feasible. It's not that complicated, or at least it doesn't have to be. Like, not everything has to cost a lot of money or take months of your life to get going. And that's why I'm trying to show lots of examples to that effect. But I also want to be careful because, you know, if you have a vision to do something, if you've got a big idea, if you're like, I there's this thing I keep thinking about, I also want to encourage you to pay attention to that, because it's not always about doing what's quick or easy or the most efficient. In life, you're going to be happier if you follow up on your big ideas, whatever they are. So I don't believe these values are in conflict. You know, my push or my nudge towards, let's just get it done, let's choose something simple, and also pay attention to your big ideas. I think it just depends on what your goals are and if you have one of those big ideas or not. So keep that in mind. And with that in mind, today's listener wants to make a board game. And to make a board game properly, like we've talked about it a few different times in different stories, it's a lot of work to do it right. There are many steps, and this listener or anybody who's going down that path, they have to learn a lot along the way. So lots of things could go wrong, but that just means, of course, that it's a challenge. So let's see if we can help him out. The question is how to make a board game from start to finish. And the question and my answer is coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris.
This is Will, and I have an idea that feels both exciting and scary. I want to make a board game. The more I think about it, the more I realize there are a lot of elements involved. From game design to actual construction, to stocking inventory and working with retailers. And all of this is before actually marketing the game. It's a lot, but like I said, it feels exciting and I really want to try. Any tips or advice? If it helps, I have some money to spend and I'm not in a rush. Thanks.
Will, this is great. As I mentioned, embrace big ideas. Don't be afraid of it at all. It's great that you have a little money to spend and you're not in a rush. That's definitely going to help. So how do you embrace this one and make it a reality? Like, what should Will do here? And of course, our listeners who ask questions, they're often proxies for other people. Like, I often hear from people that are like, oh, I had that same question. I was wondering, I was trying to figure out what to do. So if you out there are trying to figure out how can I follow a big idea, in this case, you know, Will has already thought a good amount about the different elements, which I think is so important. It's step one. It's probably step one through five, just thinking about the different categories, like divide all these little mini projects into categories. You've got game design, manufacturing, fulfillment, marketing, and so on. And then what I would do is I would look for a role model. I would look for someone who's kind of gone down this path before. But here's a tip. Usually when people do that, they're like, oh, I need a mentor. I need to find somebody and then email them and ask them to be my mentor. Well, that's one option, okay? But what if you just looked at what they did? What if you looked at their project and you say, okay, well, here's their project now. What was it when they started? If they did some kind of crowdfunding campaign, what did that look like? You can usually go back and see all the messages, the updates. If they have a blog or a YouTube channel or anything else that's chronological, go back to the start and see how it evolved. If you do that, I guarantee you it's going to help identify some of those categories and tasks and maybe even some pretty specific steps to follow. And this way, you don't have to rely on someone else's time. My theory is people like to help, but it's usually better if you have specific questions rather than just like, will you mentor me? Like, will you show me how you did this? It's more like, hey, I've got to stage seven and I'm having a hard time solving this one particular issue. People tend to be more helpful at that point because it's just easier for them to be able to say, okay, you know, here's what I did, or maybe look at this, as opposed to guiding you throughout every step of the process. And then once you have everything identified and you've got some role models or some examples, you just need to consistently work towards those steps. I mean, that's ultimately what it is. It's like new challenges crop up, you identify, you tackle them, you move forward. And, you know, for every maker and creator side hustler out there, I want you to know that while I hope this program is helpful to you in a practical way, I also am just cheering you on and saying like, hey, I want you to succeed in this. You've got this idea. Let's find a way to make it reality. And, you know, tell me about it so I can share it with everybody else. So to Will and everyone out there, let's use the rest of the year to make something fun and meaningful, even if it's hard. With that, I'm done for today. If you've got a question or comment, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions and also subscribe or follow wherever you listen. Thank you so much. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.